Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Special live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, here for a reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer, Josh Peterson with you at the Omaha Baseball Village. Hour one is presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money has people. Member FDIC and 1620 The Zone. Live hydration sponsor is Coors Light. Time for a hydration break presented by Coors Light, keeping Nebraska chill. The Ohio State University. I think we're required to say that now.
I think legally, yeah.
The Ohio State University has successfully registered the trademark for the word the.
Not the.
The registration.
The Ohio State University.
Was just issued on June 21st by the USPTO. The application was filed back in August 2019. And it took them a whole bunch of different tries to get it approved, but now they have the trademark for the word the. So they can put out an Ohio State shirt with the word the.
That's very fun.
On it.
If you were an Ohio State fan, would you want a shirt that just says the? How would you feel about walking around? You're going shopping in the off season.
Yeah.
You're going to NEX and you're like, I'm gonna put on my Ohio State shirt. It just says the.
Now conversely, I would if I was Ohio State.
For the record, yes, I would too. I would. If Nebraska had some weird, goofy saying that was just a word, I would wear that too.
Conversely, if I was anybody else, not an Ohio State fan, let's just say a Michigan fan, and I saw an Ohio State fan with a T-shirt that said the on it, I would be more likely to punch them in the face.
Definitely would want to mock them. So, yeah, I'm two sides of the same coin here. I like it if I'm an Ohio State fan. I think it's hugely dorky, though.
It's a Class 25 trademark,
which is
clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats.
So you'll get hats that say the.
All of the foregoing being promoted, distributed, and sold through channels customary to the field of sports and collegiate athletics.
Cool.
So now, Ohio State, they could do like an alternate baseball jersey.
It just says the on it.
It just says the.
Yeah. It's going to be great. How many?
I'm going to make fun of them so much.
I know, right? The first thing that comes to my mind is from Dumb and Dumber when Lloyd Christmas is trying. Have you seen this movie? Because you don't watch movies.
Josh, this is my favorite movie
of all
time.
I just want to make sure. Where he's like trying to read a newspaper story. And he says, "Tah-heh,
tah-heh,
tah-heh." And then Harry goes, "Duh."
I am often made fun of because of my love for Dumb and Dumber.
Who are these people?
Well, here's
monsters.
Right. So I hate answering the question. This always happens to me.
What's your favorite movie?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
What's your favorite movie?
Shawshank.
What's your favorite song?
Bittersweet Symphony.
It's like I love a lot of things.
See, you're like most people that I talk to.
Every time
I ask Stibbs over there, hey, what's your favorite whatever?
I don't
Stop
know.
Stop asking me. Sorry, man, I just want to have a conversation and be your friend.
This doesn't like so maybe I always answer it this way. It's like, I don't know. But the default answer over the years when I'm asked to pick one, mm-hmm. and I'm pressed on this, is Dumb and Dumber. And they're like, Dumb and Dumber? Come on, don't you have any depth, you idiot? And I'm like, well, that's exactly what they say to me every single time.
Jeez, those people suck. Your favorite movie
your
can
favorite
be a
movie
comedy.
Your favorite movie is Dumb and Dumber.
I like
Shawshank,
but
in this conversation.
It doesn't have to, like, in my top four, because I got a top four, fam. Top four, Superbad is in my top four.
Oh.
I'm good with comedies being in the top four.
Go ahead, come on.
Top four?
Yep.
Shawshank, Goodfellas, The Prestige, Superbad. Top four favorite movies. I saw Goodfellas at a movie theater
I haven't
recently.
Seen two of those.
You've not seen The Prestige or Goodfellas?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you, Shane.
I have recently seen
Shawshank
Redemption.
Goodfellas is incredible.
People are telling me this.
The Prestige is my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. Obviously, it's in my top four.
Superbad is a good pick.
Holds up. It's very, very funny. I watched it at the perfect time of my life. It came out after I graduated high school. I was like, wow, these are like all of my friends. I said this to a...
So what is this, like 09, 08?
07.
Funny how.
A little older.
Yeah, I'm in high school at this point, so it hit me perfect, too.
I remember discussing it with family friends. I said, wow, this is exactly like high school. And knowing some of the language that was said in that movie, they were horrified. This is how you talk.
Yeah, this is it.
Sorry, this is indeed how we talk.
Yeah, this is...
We don't say some of those words, though, anymore, for the best.
Yeah.
Funny how?
The comedy.
There you go, Goodfellas.
The comedy genre hit a real point there, and
ooh.
I don't think it's coming back.
You ever watch the movie Neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you watched
That's the one with Zac Efron, right?
Yep. Have you watched it recently?
No.
Next time you watch it, you'll be a little surprised at a word that shows up multiple times for no real reason.
Huh.
No real reason. I watched it last year. I was like, whoa, that's a word.
Huh.
Why is that in this movie? It didn't make a whole lot of sense.
I never planned on watching the movie Neighbors again. But
I think you should. It's very funny.
What's the lady's name? What is her name?
I don't know. She's Australian, right?
She is Australian. I like
her name.
She's in the movie.
She should be in more movies.
She's in the movie with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
There's a lot of movies.
Where they go to Google.
Oh.
Google it.
I never saw that movie.
That
I know
movie
which
was good.
Yeah?
It's always on HBO right now.
She was in it?
Google it. The Internship.
Rose Byrne.
I like Rose Byrne.
Is that on HBO Max?
I believe it is.
It's my turn next week to pick the movie. I have an idea for one, but now I kind of want... Is the Internship any good?
I enjoy... It's an enjoyable movie.
But you have no depth,
movie.
You idiot.
Exactly.
See?
I think it's an enjoyable movie. I'm not going to tell you that it has any depth. And it's not Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson at their best, but you get a lot of Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, you know?
Doing
the
their
Baba
usual.
Ganoush thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now that, Wedding Crashers. That's among
that's,
my favorites.
That's a movie.
That's a hilarious movie.
Yeah. So are you going to tell me I don't have any depth because I watch it?
Yeah. No, you have a lot of depth. You have very good comedic depth.
Shane, do you have a take?
So do you go with Neighbors 2 then, Josh?
I never saw Neighbors 2.
It's not bad. Okay. It's got the girl from Kick-Ass in it, Chloe. So it's it's not a bad movie. Kind of the roles are kind of reversed in it. I don't know if I would go out of my way to watch either one again, but they were pretty good. They're definitely good one-time movies. Maybe 5-6 years down the road, maybe again. But after that, you're kind of pushing it.
Yeah, it's not like an Anchorman where I would like to rewatch. I haven't watched that in a while. I need to rewatch.
Oh yeah,
it's been too long.
I do not plan on seeing Neighbors 2.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
hot take. I'm sorry.
What about Anchorman? Will you watch that again?
It's been a while. I don't feel like it would. Like, that was the start, and I think a lot of people give that movie credit. But I think the movies that came after it
are funnier.
There was a lot of them that were
interesting. Because Superbad's my number one comedy.
Superbad's
my number two comedy.
Step Brothers, I think, was better than Anchorman.
Wow. Now that's a take.
What?
I like Step Brothers, but no.
Really?
I don't think so. I've always been...
Watch them again, Josh.
I've been a little more lukewarm on Step Brothers than most people are, though, I feel like. I do like Step Brothers, but I've never like fallen in love with it like everybody else does.
This has been a debate, actually, recently, like Step Brothers versus Anchorman.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and I'm on the Step Brothers side. I may have been just afraid to say it until now, and now they realize I have a whole bunch of, like, allies. Like, yeah, I am here for Step Brothers.
You were afraid?
Yeah, I was
afraid. To speak your piece?
Yeah, I was scared to say it.
Because well, I'm happy you're saying it now.
Anchorman is the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, Connor Haber, Josh Peterson with you here at the Omaha Baseball
Clubs.
That's a segment, guys. It is light down here so far at the Men's College World Series for day number 6. But I would expect some good crowds both this afternoon and this evening. Really good fan bases still left in town. And then you'll see it start to sort of turn where we get back to the weekend and people will start migrating up again. If Arkansas makes it to the final or extends it one more day, Ole Miss has got a bunch of people here already. I assume Lane Kiffin and his dog are coming back.
Come on,
again.
Lane. Get up here.
Imagine that. You fly here, watch a game, you fly back.
Mm-hmm.
Next time they have a game, let's get on the plane and let's go again. We were talking about private jets yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
What a life.
Texas A&M and Oklahoma is the first game. So I imagine this will sort of start to turn again where fan bases of the teams will start coming back
folks
to Omaha. This has been sort of a local crowd this week. But as of right now, as of about 10:30, come on down, stroll around, get some shopping done. It's your parking traffic update. It's presented by Park Omaha. Make a game plan for your parking. Reserve a downtown parking space in advance at parkomaha.com.
The schedule change really shows itself this weekend, where we have weekend games instead of extending into Monday, Tuesday, and if necessary, Wednesday next week. So I'm hoping that it will be still more of a, not hometown, local Omaha flavor. I'm hoping that we get the fan bases that are still here on Saturday and on Sunday.
So I assume, I think this is true, the championship game, if there is to be a game 3,
mm-hmm.
Is that an afternoon game?
No, Sunday is afternoon.
Sunday is an
Monday
afternoon.
Monday is back
so
at night.
So we could have a clincher and an afternoon game.
As the sun is still high above us in the sky.
Interesting.
Yep. Unless the game goes 8 hours, which it very well may. Jeremy texts into 402-951-1620. He says, Sex Drive, very funny movie.
Never heard of it.
Whoa! Sex Drive, very funny movie.
Oh, yeah?
Very funny.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Whole section. Did you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine?
I sure did.
The younger guy in Hot Tub Time Machine, he's like the best.
The guy with glasses?
Yes, he's like the best friend in Sex Drive. The woman, she was in Silicon Valley, the TV show on HBO. I've seen that. I don't remember her name. She was like the younger one who kind of worked for people.
Yeah,
so she's in it.
I liked her. I always wondered what happened to her.
And then there's one other guy. He's a bit older. It's not Tom Green.
The girl's name is Amanda Green.
Amanda Green.
I'm sorry, Amanda Crew, but she's awesome. She's been in some other movies, some horror movies, but she is a good actress.
Wow, look at Shane IMDb.
Seth Green. He plays an Amish guy. Seth Green, you know that guy.
Oh, Seth Green? Scott Evil?
Dude. His character, very funny. There's like 30 minutes going to an Amish community that is gold. It is absolutely hilarious.
Sex Drive.
Yeah. If you're going to Google Sex Drive Films. Because
Sex Drive
I Googled
movie.
Just the first
no,
two
don't,
words.
You probably don't do that.
And I got a lot of stuff that I was like, no, I want to look at the movie right now. Oops. I apologize.
Connor Happer, Josh Peterson with you from the Omaha Baseball Village. It's powered by Access Bank. Here for a reason, yours. We will come back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.